Nancy Pelosi unveils $2.2 trillion compromise coronavirus aid bill. By Sean Moran on September 29, 2020. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, DCA, unveiled her $2.2 trillion compromise coronavirus aid bill on Tuesday. Pelosi unveiled her $2.2 trillion coronavirus bill as a move to find common ground with congressional Republicans and President Donald Trump, both of whom want a more targeted relief bill. Axios reported that the bill serves as part of Pelosi's last-ditch effort to make a deal with the White House before the November elections. The $2.2 trillion bill includes funding for schools, small businesses, restaurants, and airline workers. The legislation also sets aside $75 billion for contact tracing with special attention to the disparities facing communities of color. The Pelosi coronavirus bill has two rounds of $1,200 payments for taxpayers and $500 for dependent, along with a $600 weekly federal unemployment benefits through January. Conservatives contend that the high unemployment benefit might discourage Americans from going back to work. The bill also sets aside $436 billion for state and local government aid, which conservatives such as Senator Rick Scott, RFL, say would unfairly benefit fiscally irresponsible states such as New York and California. Pelosi said in a statement on Monday that the bill serves as our proffer to Republicans to come to negotiations to address the health and economic catastrophe in our country. The House leader released the bill right before Pelosi was set to have a call with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin on Tuesday. Moreover, Pelosi's actions may aim to stem the growing revolt by moderate Democrats as many coronavirus aid programs continue to languish. Moderate Democrats such as Reps. Max Rose, DNY, Abigail Spanberger, DBA, and Kendra Horn, DOK, have called for House leaders to pass a coronavirus bill as soon as possible. Pelosi and House Democrats, however, blocked a Republican motion on Wednesday that would provide more aid for small businesses and workers last week. Pelosi believes that this new bill shows that House Democrats are willing to compromise. "Democrats are making good on our promise to compromise with this updated bill," Pelosi said. Sean Moran is a congressional reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at SeanMoran3.